From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Chris Giraldi reports in New York Focus that not only are New York prison officials ignoring the recently passed Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary Confinement Act, which placed strict limits on prison isolation, but the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision recently updated regulations, and I quote, re-enshrining DOCE's long-standing disregard of the law's foundational tenets, end quote, according to the publication. After a recent story by New York Focus about how prisoners were still being put into solitary confinement, 52 state legislators sent a letter to New York's prison department last week criticizing DOCES for flouting the solitary confinement law. The lawmakers wrote, and I quote, "We write with ongoing grave concerns that DOCES not only continues to violate HALT, but now is failing to remedy many deficiencies in its previous regulations that we and others pointed out and that are part of the reason these violations continue to occur," end quote. The legislators also complained that prisons were allowing staff to rescind incarcerated people's visitation privileges as punishment for any infraction of prison rules, when before they could only revoke visitation over drug or visitation-related offenses. The letter states, and I quote, "The vast restrictions on visits and packages are abusive for incarcerated people and their children and other family members. They will all likely lead to increased tension, increased violence, increased drug use, increased suicide, and worsened safety for incarcerated people and staff," end quote. A DOCE spokesperson would only say that the department, and I quote, "will review and respond to all comments through the state's regulatory process at the appropriate time," end quote. New York Senator Julia Salazar said, and I quote, "DOCE seems to think it can make up its own rules. It can't. It must follow the law," end quote. Read the full story in New York Focus. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that the officials who run the Franklin D. Roosevelt National Historic Site in Dutchess County are looking for someone to take over the Hyde Park drive-in for the next 10 years. The National Park Service took over the site from Sean Hudson in 2011 and now have a call for proposals from vendors interested in leasing and operating the drive-in. The land on U.S. Route 9 in Hyde Park was once part of Roosevelt Farm and Estate. The drive-in first opened in 1950 with room for up to 670 cars and includes a single-story building that contains restrooms, a concession stand, storage, and administrative space. The lease also comes with a marquee sign, ticket booth, projection screen, and a promise to keep up the building and grounds. Proposals must be submitted by April 14th to amy_bracewell@nps.gov and should include, and I quote, "Hyde Park drive-in," end quote, in the subject line. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. On Wednesday, March 15th, Representative Mark Molinaro holds a town hall-type meeting in Ulster County at 11 a.m. at the Cedar Grove Firehouse at 4 Moore Mill Road in Saugerties. WGXC should be there with a live web stream at wgxc.org/listen. Molinaro has also recently held town hall-type meetings in Greene and Columbia counties, though with little advance notice and no live web streams. Molinaro, a Republican, began representing the 19th Congressional District in January. TheUpstater.com reports that the activist group called the Clean Air Coalition of Greater Ravenna Coimans hosts two community meetings to discuss environmental concerns in southern Albany County. They will discuss the clear-cutting of trees on Bronk Road and the group's concerns over transparency from the town and local industry, according to the organization. The public is welcome to attend either of the two meetings, which will be held from 5:30 to 7:45 p.m. on Tuesday, March 14th, and from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 18th. Both meetings are at the Ravenna Coiman Cell Clerk Community Library at 95 Main Street in Ravenna. For information, visit www.cleanairalbanycounty.org or email info@cleanairalbanycounty.org. Read more about this story at the Upstater website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.